Policy title. Governance. Policy number. 3. Date authored. July 22, 2024. Next review. July 21, 2024. 1. This policy will be concerned with corporate governance, healthcare governance, quality assurance and improvement, and compliance with the requirements of the Information Commissioner's Office, ICO. Risk management is also briefly discussed but is the focus of another specific policy. 2. The CEO, Mr. Artun, is nominated as the governance lead. They are responsible for all governance decisions and adjustments where the environment favors a change. Corporate governance. 3. It is a corporate decision not to permit debt within the organization. The use of proprietary software will enable the business to order enough consumables to deliver service for 1 month. This will prevent overordering, protect spending, protect time-sensitive items and reduce waste. 4. Performance will be monitored through the financial year, mapping change in consultations weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly. These statistics will be used, along with other matrices, to project future performance. 5. Targets will be set and agreed at the annual shareholders meeting. 6. Profit and loss and balance sheet will be filed at year-end with company's house. Healthcare governance. 7. Providers of therapy, clinicians, are to be registered with the Nursing and Midwifery Council, NMC, or other relevant professional body if providing a clinical service. The registers are to be checked quarterly by the governance lead to ensure that clinicians remain registered. 8. Clinicians are to be in possession of an in-date, enhanced disclosure, and bearing service, DBS, certificate. Certificates are to be checked annually by the governance lead, to ensure currency. 9. All clinicians are to have attended and passed the Rotherham NHS Diploma in Ear Care. Subsequently, they are to have attended 2 yearly updates to ensure changes in best practice are quickly absorbed. 10. The National Institute of Clinical Excellence, NICE, Guidelines on Hearing Loss in Adults, Assessment and Management, is the basis for treatment for the removal of earwax. The recommendations are evidence-based and set the basis for safe and effective practice. The governance lead is to monitor the publication monthly to review any updates that may affect how therapy is delivered to service users. 11. Clinicians are to meet the demands of revalidation to their professional bodies. It is an individual responsibility to gather evidence to support their revalidation. Clinicians are reminded to observe the protections afforded to service users under GDPR and Caldecott when preparing these materials. Quality assurance and improvement. 12. An audit program will be developed to ensure that measurable outcomes achieve targets to ensure safety of care delivery and to identify areas for improvement of quality and efficiency. 13. Outside of clinical audits, additional audits are planned to mandate level of performance in key areas including A. Documentation standards. B. Service users' demographics. C. Service user satisfaction survey. D. ICO compliance audits. Risk. 14. The risk register is to be maintained. Risks are to be reviewed and the priority order assessed monthly, with any new mitigations put in place. Summary. 15. Governance activity, be it corporate or healthcare focused, is vital in delivering the best service possible. The design of the company is specific so that data is automatically gathered using proprietary software, 3CD, to gain insight as soon as possible where a change would be beneficial. Review. 16. This policy is to be reviewed annually, as per the date in the header. It may be appropriate to review sooner if there is significant change in regulation. Authority. 17. This policy was written today, July 22, 2024 and is enacted with immediate effect. All directors and employees of EXE Earcare are to follow the guidance and direction within. RJ Toon. CEO.